Okay, so let's get into this. I'm very, very happy to have this guest on It's All Good today in the What's Good segment. I'm telling listeners what's good. I'm shining a light on some good things going on in our community, near and far. And today is a focus on the near community right here in Cape May. I'd like to welcome Barbara Wild, the director of the NJFC, the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative.
Thank you, Annie. It's so nice to be here.
Barbara, you have some really, really exciting news to share with us today about some of the activities of the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative, the NJFC. But before I have you talk about that, could you just explain to listeners a little bit more about the NJFC, the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative?
Well, it's the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative. It's a 501c3 nonprofit in New Jersey, and we were formed to promote various different endeavors that we think are really important, one of them being farming, education, apprenticeship, and farming, one of them being historic preservation, because we feel that preserving historical buildings is actually preserving farmland, too, because there's less houses being built when you preserve farmland and historic houses, and to actually promote farming as a way of having an economic viable job in today's economy.
And when did the NJFC form? How long have you been around?
About a year ago.
And how exactly did it all come about?
Well, I have several things that are near and dear to my heart. Of course, one of them is farming, one of them is gardening, one of them is historic preservation, and I saw a real need in Cape May County. A lot of people are knocking down historic homes. A lot of people are building houses on farmland, and there's a huge need, too, for apprenticeship and training people to have interesting jobs in this area. There's too many people going to college, running up huge debt, and not having a skill when they leave. And I wanted to incorporate all these things that I was truly passionate about and leave them as a legacy. You get to a certain age, you want to give a lot back to the community. And so the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative is going to do that. We are actually going to form a huge 32-vendor unit double barn where we're going to have vendor stalls available for artists, artisans, farmers. We're going to have allotments so people in the community can come out and have gorgeous gardens, grow fabulous vegetables, and get involved with each other. There's a need for community. There's a need for inclusive involvement with everybody in this area. People can get to know each other. We've been isolated for a while now, especially this year, and now is a time for us all to come together and give back to the community.
That's really interesting. I love the idea of community garden plots and doing some of the things that people in inner cities are doing and sharing some of that land with people who maybe don't have the space to have their own garden. So that's really interesting. Now, where is this going to be located?
Offices for the NJFC are going to be in two places. One over at the old LeGates farm, which is a 68-acre farm on Bayshore. We're going to be doing a lot of renovations there, a lot of planting, a lot of gardening. We have a farm market there now, and we're going to have all kinds of things available. We're probably going to start doing a open-air vendors market that's kind of going to be like free of charge this year, that artists and vendors and everything can come and sell their wares. We're going to have allotments available. We're going to do all kinds of, you know, music and bring people and just get everybody involved in that over there.
Well, I just love this community, and that sounds like such a cool venue. Just one more thing that people can do when they're in the Cape May area, go and check out this open-air artisan marketplace, if you will, and a working farm. And it sounds really exciting.
We're excited. We're definitely in the beginning stages. There's tons of to do. We're looking for a lot of people to get involved.
And you said that there's going to be one office over there at the old LeGates farm there on Bayshore Road. And where would the other one be?
And one over at Willow Creek.
So now I'd like to congratulate you as the director of the NJFC, the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative, your 501c3 nonprofit organization that you are the director of, you went ahead and you applied for a grant through the New Jersey Economic Development Authority's Sustain and Serve New Jersey program. And it's really exciting because you won that grant. And I'd like you to tell listeners about that particular grant and how it's going to impact our listeners and our very local community.
Well, Annie, we're pretty excited. The NJEDA, the Economic Development Association of New Jersey, awarded, they're trying to promote, in this day and age, so many people have been hurt by COVID. And New Jersey sees that. And one of them is restaurants, of course. Restaurants have been devastated. We're probably going to lose a good 60%+ of the restaurants in the state of New Jersey. So they wanted to give back to that. So they offered a grant that went out to a nonprofit that would then partner with a restaurant in New Jersey to produce 150,000 meals to anyone who's been affected by COVID in a negative way in the last year, which I think a lot of people certainly have. And we want to give back. So the restaurant is going to be producing at Willow Creek, is going to be producing 150,000 meals, and we are getting them out there to the public.
So when does this begin? When do the meals start going out?
Began. It's already started this week, and we've been running around like crazy people. We had lasagna pans piled to the ceiling, and we're getting them out. We're working with a lot of charities, the branches, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, really anyone who wants to be involved or needs food. Don't feel shy. We want to give it to you. And it's tasty as well.
So 150,000 meals, that's a huge effort. So for someone who wants to get involved and help out on your end with this effort, what can they do?
Well, if they want to help out or get involved, they can go to our website, njfarmerscoop.com. You can just Google it, New Jersey Farmers Cooperative, and we have a website. You can email us there. You can become a member. We'd love to have you if you're interested. And further on, when we're opening up the actual farmland for different people to be, you know, have allotments or show their wares.
Can anyone just become a member or?
Become a member. You can donate any way you want to get involved. We would love to have you.
And if someone was going to make a donation to this, would this be tax deductible? I mean, I'm just asking because tax season is coming.
We are a 501c3.
Now, for an organization to get their hands on some of these bulk meals, or even as an individual family who wanted to maybe come pick up two or three platters, is that going to be any kind of problem? Do we need to register ahead of time? I mean, do you take our information? How does all of this work? Because, I mean, people aren't used to just having something kind of given to them in such a way that is just a comforting meal that they can just go pick up. How does this work? Are there going to be any problems with people who need to get them?
No problem whatsoever. What we're going to do, the first week we've been doing the bulk pickups out of Willow Creek. Then we're going to take a large amount and start putting them over at the farm market at Legate's, and you can pick them up there. Don't worry. Don't feel shy. If you need it, we don't need to know why. We just want to feed anybody who feels like they need it. And we have good, tasty food, and we want to get it out there to our community.
So as individuals, if we wanted to get a meal or two or three or four for our family, we can just go show up at Legate's on Bayshore Drive. And while you're just getting ramped up then, we're just going to know about these weekend individual meal picking up situations as we check your social media and website for the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative and probably at the Willow Creek social media as well. But we will keep an eye out on a weekly basis to see when those weekend pickups are for individuals and families. What about for, you know, organizations, church organizations or school organizations or other public community outreach that wants to make sure everybody's doing okay. How can we get our hands on those bulk meals to set up our own little distribution centers in our communities?
Just contact us on the website, and then we will call you and make arrangements. We went through over 12,000 meals this week already. Our goal is to do at least 15,000 a week. We have people coming up picking 60. We have people picking up box U-Haul trucks next week on Wednesday. Small or large, we're happy to feed you. Whatever we make, we need to get it to the people, get it to the community.
So what are these meals? Are they brown bag lunches? Are they frozen meals? How are they prepared? What kind of food?
Well, this week and probably next week, we're definitely doing a delicious lasagna that Chef Brian is making with a group of other people. And literally, it's piled to the ceiling. We have so much. There's sausage. Everything's fresh, all cheese. I mean, it smells good. It tastes good. It's a big pan. They can use smaller amounts as what they need to eat right away. They can freeze it and use for meals in the future. Again, we just want to get it out to the community and to the people who are hungry.
Now, you're talking about group organizations bringing U-Haul trucks to Willow Creek to pick up their bulk deliveries. But in terms of, again, the individual families who want to just come pick up two or three platters, how does that work again?
Once we're set up on Bayshore Avenue, 3400 Bayshore Avenue at LeGates Farm Market, we're going to be bringing over all the prepared meals at the end of the week over there. So definitely on Sunday this weekend, and then moving forward probably Saturday and Sunday, you can go right there and pick up as many meals as you'd like.
So you're telling me that families can show up starting, say, in mid-March at LeGates on Saturdays and Sundays, and they can get free platters for themselves and their families? Just free gourmet food available to anyone who needs it?
No questions asked. The next 3 months to give out meals to those who want them and need them in our community.
Wow, this is amazing. And so not only are you the director of the NJFC, the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative, and you're running this whole grant project, but you're also the CEO of Willow Creek Farm and Winery.
I am.
So again, explain the relationship between Willow Creek and this grant and their role.
Willow Creek was vetted as a restaurant by the state of New Jersey and approved to produce the actual meals. We're producing the meals for the New Jersey Farmers Cooperative, and then we are making sure that whoever needs the meals gets them, whether you need one or you need 10,000.
So you're just using the Willow Creek grill and kitchen facilities to facilitate the preparation of all of these meals? Like when you're not having normal business hours, your people are working overtime and different types of hours to make this thing happen?
Absolutely. The grant was supposed to be given out at the beginning of January. It happened a little later. So we have the next 3 months, and we're trying to do it all midweek, all the prep, before it gets too crazy busy down here, so we can get all the meals down here made and then given out to the people who would like them.
Okay, so just to reiterate what is going on here. The New Jersey Farmers Cooperative has announced that it has been awarded an NJEDA grant to feed people in our area over 150,000 meals to any South Jersey resident who needs it. And they're partnering with the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, the Branches Center in Rio Grande, and other local school districts, among others, to get these meals into the hands of those who need them the most. The NJEDA-approved restaurant partner, Willow Creek Winery, has stepped up to prepare these meals. So, if you're interested in volunteering, please contact the NJFC at director@njfarmerscoop.com. Again, to volunteer, that email address is director@njfarmerscoop.com. You can just go ahead and Google the New Jersey Farmers Co-op online, and it'll take you right to their page as well. And we got some really good, exciting things happening here in Cape May. And I'd like to thank Barbara Wild for coming on It's All Good and telling us what's good going on in this recovery time of COVID, because it hasn't been very, very easy on anybody. So some harder than others. I once heard a quote that we're all in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat. All right, let's get back to some music. They are some good people doing some good things. So I'm going to play a little bit of Yes.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied, I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day. So satisfied, I'm on my way. Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the white queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife. 'Cause it's time in time with your time and this news is captured.
I'm gonna change your world. Come move with me, groove with me, we're gonna change your world. Yes, I will, baby girl. This one man will. I'll be your one man. Listen up, I'll be your one man. Hey, can I talk to you for a little while? A better place, yeah. Satisfaction beyond physical attraction. Oh, it tempted me, and I'm so free. Hey, move with me, come move with me. I'm gonna change your world. Work in synergy and feel the energy. We're gonna change your world. I give enough to fill the cup. I'm gonna change your world. Yes, I will, for sure. Hey, this one man will. I'll be your one man. Hey, I'll be your one man. Pretty girl, I'll be the one man. Hey, I'll be your one man. Yeah. Oh, oh, can I talk to you for a little while? My name is Iggy and I'm a little bit shy.
Alright.
Wake up music, for we have love to make. We don't see no rain. Trotting on the higher plane. Oh, oh. dimension beyond physical attraction. So it tempted me, and I'm so free. Yeah, come groove with me, come move with me. I'm gonna change your world. Jah give enough to fill it up. I'm gonna change your world. Work in synergy and feel the energy. We're gonna change your world. Move with me, move with me. I'm gonna change your world. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna move with you now. Yeah, I'm gonna move with you now. Oh, I'm gonna move with you now. Girl, I'm gonna move with you now. Yes, I'm gonna groove with you now. World, I'm gonna move with you now.
That was Ziggy Marley with Change Your World. And before that was his dad, Bob Marley, coming in from the cold. We're coming in from the cold. And it is time to come in from the cold with Bob Marley and the Wailers and some of the really cool and what's good things going on here to try to make our world a better place and our community a better place. Good things are going on, and it's really exciting, and I'm going to be bringing these good things to you every week. We're going to talk more about what's good this week with this cool 150,000 meals to be distributed throughout our community, made by the Willow Creek Winery staff and chef there, Chef Brian. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on in the show, but how exciting is that, that we live in such a cool place and we've got a cool radio station here on FM. You are listening to WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May. We are engaging radio. You can listen to us on capemayradio.org from anywhere in the world. And we are also heard, It's All Good with Annie Walsh up there in Newfoundland at the Voice of Bon Bay. How cool is that? So we'd like to send some greetings from Cape May to Bon Bay or anywhere in the world, live streaming, like I said, at capemayradio.org. You just hit that listen live button. And I want to recognize another underwriter here to WCFA. One of them is the Well Center for Massage, a Cape May fixture for over 15 years at 110 Broadway in West Cape May. The Well Center announces their new service, Osprey Acupuncture at the Well. Acupuncturist Jessie Healy has joined their team, so you can read her credentials and healing philosophy at OspreyAcupunctureHerbs.com. The Well Center for Massage for all your stress relief needs. The Well goes above and beyond to ensure that you feel safe when you're receiving their services and all necessary precautions are taken according to CDC guidelines. Their website offers a list of services from massage to acupuncture to facials and skincare. For more information, give them a call at 609-884-3177 or visit the website wellmassagecenter.com. The Well would like to remind you all that stress is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And we don't know what we'd do without our underwriters here at WCFA. And if you're interested in becoming an underwriter, please reach out. Go to our website, capemayradio.org, and click on our underwriting link. Or you can email David at capemayradio.org to get more information on a special underwriting offer that we have going on right now in this time of COVID business recovery that is ramping up around here in the Jersey Shore area, especially here in Cape May and Wildwood and Stone Harbor and Avalon, and move on up to Sea Isle and Strathmere. Everybody's trying to recover from this, especially businesses. So get in touch with us if you would like to become an underwriter here on WCFA. We have a really good special going on right now. All right, let's get back to the music here on It's All Good. We were talking about how cool the radio is, the FM radio. I was playing a little reggae there at the end of the first hour, and this next song is going to be very similar, but a little bit more hardcore. This is Radio Retaliation.
Don't switch your dial. I said, do not switch your dial. This is a test of the Tito Corporation on Radio Retaliation.